Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, West Coast. The sun is finally here on the West Coast. Yes, it was a beautiful weekend. It was well into the 80s. And it's a beautiful day today. It was kind of drizzly this morning, that overshadowing cloudiness that we've been having all of May and part of June. But all in all, it's going to turn out to be a very nice day. Hope you had a great weekend, guys. Hope you did everything you wanted to do while still being safe out there. We had a busy weekend again. You know, like, summer is definitely here and a little bit of sunshine on the West Coast. A lot of people be out. There's a lot of traffic. So it was a busy weekend. Today on Artist Motivational Monday, I wanted to go over like a quick review. We talked about this some time ago, but I think we're in a time where there's so much turbulence going on in the outside world. Until I think we have to go back and review the four agreements. If you're not familiar with the four agreements are basically universal laws that one should basically not only practice, but make them a part of your business life as well as your personal life. And they're really very simple agreements. They're very basic human elements that you can use in business and in your personal life and keep you on a very successful road, okay? So we're just going to run through the four agreements today. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. In other words, your word should be your bond. Okay? Your word should be your signature. Someone should be able to count on your word. Okay? Your word is your integrity. So be impeccable with your word. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. We are living in a time socially where everything is taken very personally. People take things personal. And a lot of things that they take personal really has nothing to do with them. It really doesn't. So get in the habit of not taking things personally, whether they're in business or personal life, especially if they're in your personal life. Because if you take things personally from people that are basically on their journey, and their journey may be causing them to react out of fear, then you're taking it personally. And it's really, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions about anything. Don't assume anything in business, and definitely don't assume anything in your personal life. Stay on that middle path where you discern and then you wait and you look at the responses and then you move forward. Okay. The next one is always do your best. Always do your best in your personal life and always do your best in business. Your business should invoke your integrity at all times. So always do your best, the best that you are capable of. Okay. If you have a meeting and you're supposed to be there at a certain time, if you see where you're running late, because things do happen, make a phone call, send a text, do something, but don't just not do anything. The next thing is you want to break the old agreements. So break any old agreements that you may have with yourself And spiritually, break your old agreements that you may have made before you became the enlightened person that you are now. Okay? And the next one is dream big. Dream big. Okay. Now, the fourth agreement was always do your best. And then the last two that I'm going to give you are breaking old agreements and dream big. Okay. If your dream, and this is how you measure your dream. If your dream is something that you can do, then you don't need spirit to help you. Okay. And you're thinking too small. Okay. If your dream is something very basic, you're not dreaming really big enough, because your dream should be bigger. Your dream should be more than you expect. Okay? Your dream should be more than what you expect of yourself. It should push you to the next level. It should push you to other limits and new limits. And some people get fearful, you know. Some people get fearful to take that next step into something that will cause them to be uncomfortable. Okay? It's a big world out there. Trust me, the world is bigger than your existence. Like whatever state or country you live in, there's a world outside of that. And don't be afraid to go into those other aspects of the journey of your world, because your journey is going to take you to places that you haven't been. So if you're fearful, you won't go anywhere. You'll just stay in what you know. You'll stay in your comfort zone. Okay? You will stay in your comfort zone, and you want to always be expanding. You always want to be growing. You don't want to be stagnated where you're just in this little part of the world and you're not expanding out of that world. Okay? So always expect more of yourself as you continue on your journey, because that's part of your journey. Your journey is to take you into the unknown. It's to take you into places that you haven't been. It's to take you to meet people that you haven't met. It's to take you to meet other cultures. It's to take you to other places, other destinations, so that you can grow, because that is the only way that you grow. Okay? So that is Artist Motivational Monday for today, is remember the four agreements. They are universal laws that we should live by, not only in our personal lives, but we should live by them as in our business lives as well. So have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.